Come May 23, persons all across the island will be getting their hands dirty while giving back to their country as they participate in Labor Day projects. And while several organizations and individuals will spend the day working on projects close to their communities, national attention will be on the Climate Change Park in Portmore. As the national project, the Climate Change Park is set for an upgrade and beautification.
Activity will happen at this park. There will be an area for the indigenous animals of Portmore. And so what we will be doing on Labor Day is the perimeter of the park, which is located in the town center of Portmore itself. We will be planting 100 trees. We'll be installing approximately 9 solar floodlights. And we'll be putting in 5 park benches. And that will happen at the perimeter of the park.
Principal Director of Culture in the Ministry of Youth and Culture, Dahlia Harris. But that's not all. Some 15 police stations across the island in need of repair will be refurbished as part of the Parish Labor Day projects. Some of the stations elected are the Springmount Police Station in St. James, Whithorn Police Station in Bethel Town, Westmoreland, Racecourse Police Station in Clarendon, Morant Bay Police Station in St. Thomas, and Gordontown Police Station in North St. Andrew.
We will be mobilizing teams on Labor Day to go in and do the necessary changes infrastructurally and so on to the police stations. And we thought it was a great way to say to communities, let's extend a hand of friendship to the police force and vice versa.
Ms. Harris, who is also the chairman of the National Labor Day Planning Committee, says the JCF has identified project managers to monitor activities at each station on Labor Day. Ms. Harris is also reminding citizens that Labor Day is the climax of activities for Workers' Week, which runs from May 18 to 23.
One of the most important things for us in approaching Labor Day 2014 was to first of all reignite the appreciation that Labor Day is the climax of Workers' Week, and that it really comes from recognition of the Jamaican labor force and the workers and their contribution to our positive development and sustainability.
And if you haven't yet registered your Labor Day project, you still can. You can do so by visiting the Ministry of Youth and Culture's Facebook page or logging on to labourday2014.wix.com/labourdayja2014.
Come on out. Let's take a stand together, beautify this country that we all love so much. We want the parishes and the communities to register. We have an email address, labourday2014@myc.gov.jm. Go up on our Facebook page, tweet us what's happening with your projects. We want to know. Local government as well through their website and through the SDC. We want to register thousands of projects this year.
Director of Culture in the Ministry of Youth and Culture, Dahlia Harris. Jamaicans are also being called on to address environmental concerns in their communities, given that Labor Day will also focus on climate change adaptation. Labor Day 2014 is being observed under the theme, Take a Stand, Beautify Our Land. So, go out on Friday, May 23, or should I say, come out on Friday, May 23, and help to beautify your community.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.